Good evening. Welcome. It's time for us to head into our worship services. See, everybody's being a trendsetter and getting all tightened together tonight. That's good. We're short some numbers tonight. There's a lot of folks traveling, so we're missing a lot of our usual folks. So let's just kind of keep everybody in mind and pray for their safe trips and returns. Volunteer to pick up Thelma tomorrow evening. So Thelma will be back home with us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Flight arrives in Portland, so we'll get Thelma home, and then we can see what else we need to do to help with her. Young people, let's remember the devotional tonight at JC and Cherry Sue's home. So after services tonight, head over there for that devotional. As we had mentioned. This morning we're having a singing this evening. It's the last Sunday of the month, so we are all here ready to sing songs of praise to our Lord and have a brief lesson. Al Craig is going to be giving us our brief lesson and invitation this evening. So at this time we want to enter into our worship services. We're going to do so with a word of prayer, and Brother Chuck Ford is going to lead our minds in prayer at this time.
Would you bow? Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunity to come together tonight and to sing songs to you, Father. And we pray that the worship service and will be glorifying and honoring to you, pleasing to you. And we pray that you will bless us as we sing hymns to you. We're so thankful for all the many things that you do for us, Father, the gifts that you've given us, the things that we have beyond what we deserve, and especially the spiritual blessings that we have. And mostly for your Son, who came to this earth and died on our behalf, that we might have the opportunity to be in heaven with you ultimately when this life is over. And we pray for the forgiveness of our sins. Father, we ask you to forgive us of them. Help us to try to avoid temptation and be strong. We pray that you'll be with those who are having difficulty at this time. We pray that you will watch over Brother Cliff Benson as he struggles, and bless those who are helping to take care of him. And we pray that you'll be with Thelma, help her to travel safely home and to regain her health, watch over her till she can be comforted again. And Father, we pray that you guide us through all of our lives. And again, we hope this service is pleasing to you. Guide us through it. And this we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Our first hymn is going to be hymn number 197, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell, hushed in thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere the day is longer.
189. After the singing of this, the Lord's Supper will be offered.
Shall we bow? Our Father, we bow at this time to remember and observe the death of your Son. We're thankful, Father, each one of us that have committed our lives to you, that we have this sacrifice of the body of Christ on the cross, that he gave himself in our place. Pray, Father, for your blessing upon those that now partake of this bread, that they might truly recall and appreciate the significance of that sacrifice. In Christ's name, amen.
Shall we continue? Father, we thank you for this time that we can remember your Son. We thank you that he was willing to shed his blood and thus becoming our Savior. Thank you for his willingness to suffer, his willingness to buy us back. We ask that you would be with us as we partake of this, that we might remember the significance of his suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Number 245, where the soul never dies. Number 245. 239, Footprints of Jesus. Number 239. We, the Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where thy footsteps falling, lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus, that make the pathway.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nations. The work of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
Let's sing song number 589, As the Deer, 589. Five, eight, nine.
Dear.
silver only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my heart. You are the blessing I see. To you alone may I speak with you.
Which you'll find under the pew in front of you. Let's sing song number 107. Humble yourself. 107. The men lead and then the women echo in this song. And if you can do so comfortably, please stand with me. Sing this song together. Let's get our song books up. Our faces and our voices up. Humble yourself.
Dirty love, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Song number 67 in your supplement. 67. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love your word, and I lift my voice to praise you, Lord, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet,
also in your supplement, number 11. I will wake the dawn with praises. I'm not sure how familiar we are with this song. Who knows this song? Oh, a few hands. Good. Sing out.
Dawn and sunset, fierce and joyful, each reflect his mighty ways. With a sea and sky before me, I will give him all my praise. I will wake the dawn with praises. Yeah.
Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He has established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and cloud, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, people of the earth, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he, his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.
Song number 387, please. 387. Far and near.
Far and near the fields are teeming with the waves of ripened grain. Far and near their goal is gleaming o'er the sunny slope and plain. Lord of harvest, send
You'd please place your markers at song number 347. 347 will be our invitation song after Al presents that to us.
One of the very strong men of the Old Testament is Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet because he was so concerned over the sin of Judah and of Israel and the people of God at that time. They were allowing other things to control their lives and were not strong and were not faithful to the Lord. But in the midst of all of the sorrow that he experienced in seeing the sins of the people, he also saw a great hope for the future, great promises. And there are a number of them in the book of Jeremiah. But in Jeremiah chapter 31, we have a promise that is made concerning a new covenant that is going to be made. And it says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." So he had a covenant that they would not keep. And so he says, I'm going to make a new covenant. And this new one is going to include a new law that's going to be written into their hearts. And he says then in verse 34, "No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord." Well, you know, in the Old Testament period, you were born into the nation of Israel or Judah. You were born into the family of God. But in the new covenant that he speaks of here, which is our gospel, the New Testament, he says that they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest. So no longer will one teach a Christian how to be a Christian, because they will have been taught that. They will have learned that before they became Christians. And so they enter the kingdom now by choice, not by physical birth, but by a spiritual birth of choice. And so then he concludes verse 34 by saying, "For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more." A great hope for those people for the future. And that, of course, was fulfilled through Christ and in his body. The church. Now moving over to the 33rd chapter, he's still speaking about that day that is coming. And he says in verse 14, 33 verse 14, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness." Some versions say a righteous branch. And that refers to Christ. That just like a branch grows up out of a tree and it's strong and it's powerful, he says he is going to be a branch of righteousness, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called: the Lord, our righteousness. So he's going to make a new covenant, and it's going to be the covenant of the branch of righteousness, Jesus Christ. As you know, the 8th chapter of Hebrews includes this promise to make a new covenant. And in verse 7, and he just repeats what we have just read from Jeremiah. And then we come down to verse 12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now what is becoming old and growing old is ready to vanish away. So we're under that new covenant, a covenant that promises peace and hope and forgiveness. And that's a great blessing. That means we don't go back and live under the old covenant. We don't live under that law that was given through Moses. But that law was telling us about the law we live under now, the New Testament gospel. And you remember that Jesus said that to go to the apostles, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that does not believe shall be condemned. So we have that gospel now. The command is believe and be baptized. And if you believe in the Lord tonight and you want these promises that are abundant under the Old Testament law given in anticipation of the coming of Christ as the righteous branch and the new hope, the new covenant, and of course, great forgiveness, why not come tonight and obey the gospel while we stand and sing?
Follow Jesus, standing forever right, holding up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving him today? Who will follow Jesus, who will make reply? On the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in life's busy ways, working for the Master, giving him the praise, earnest in his vineyard, honoring his cause, faithful to his counsel, who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? His work of love, leading others to him, lifting prayers above. Through his faithful servant, in his word we see, on our side forever will his Savior be. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? Jesus, who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I.
Thank you, everyone, for being here this evening and joining in our singing tonight and listening to God's Word read. It's always beneficial to get together, to encourage each other, to hear God's word spoken, that we might carry it with us as we leave and go about our lives this week. Any further announcements from the elders or deacons at this time? I don't see any, so let's be led in a word of closing prayer then at this time.
Let's pray. I come before you asking for forgiveness of my sins, Lord, and to please be with us in the next week and give us the strength to love you and worship you and the wicked, my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.